Steve Gruber Show on this Monday, December 9th. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We go back 30 years ago. Could write another song in the past 30 years with new information. But number one on this day, 30 years ago today, Billy Joel and We Didn't Start the Fire. Lyrics, I mean, they're not really lyrics. It's more like a list. But allusions to more than 100 events that took place between 1949 and 1989, the 40 years that Billy Joel was alive at that point. And again, you could do it again, update it for the past 30 years. I'm sure it'd work out just fine. Number one on this day back in 1989, Billy Joel and We Didn't Start the Fire. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Dr. Katie Jarvis, healthcare efficiency expert. Launched Bed Beacon, platform and efficiency tool. And talking about America's rural hospital crisis. Dr. Jarvis, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, there are many rural portions of Michigan. For those who perhaps aren't in those areas, when we talk about a rural hospital crisis, what do we mean? What's happening out there?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So this is a really important topic because 1 in 5 Americans live in a rural area. And there was a recent report that said that 1 out of 4, that's a quarter of all rural Michigan hospitals, at risk for closure.
Why is that? Why are they at risk for closure?
They have an increased financial burden with extra regulations that have occurred recently. Also, higher percentage of the patients are elderly, and they have a lower income. It turns out that the rural hospitals have a higher percentage of their patients who rely on Medicare and Medicaid than city hospitals. So the Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements are not as strong as they used to be. And with that occurring and with more regulation occurring related to those payments, they just can't keep up.
I mean, the biggest change, the biggest shakeup to the healthcare system in recent memory, of course, is Obamacare and the implementation of it. How much, if any, of the rural hospital issue, rural hospital crisis, is due to side effects or unforeseen consequences of Obamacare?
Sure. So some of the regulations during that time frame, the financial bailout package, for example, required that hospitals implement electronic health record systems. And that was a large expense for hospitals, especially on a tight budget, to implement. It was also a time frame where we saw doctors starting to retire who were toward the end of their career when they had to learn a new system or a new way of handling healthcare. So rural hospitals face a more difficult time recruiting physicians into their town and typically have to pay the physicians a higher wage in order to get them to move to a rural area. With those doctors retiring, that became a burden as well.
So this is becoming a big issue. Candidates on the Democratic side running for the nomination are, of course, campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, early states in which there are plenty of rural areas. Most of the major candidates have outlined some plans to take on the crisis. What are their solutions? What do you think about them?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have everything from Medicare for everybody to Medicare for a few. And I think that any way we kind of expand Medicare, we make it more complicated. It is a good service. I think a lot of Americans would have difficulty without any Medicare or Medicaid. And certainly the small-town hospitals wouldn't be able to survive without any Medicare or Medicaid because it just said that half of their payment or more comes from Medicare or Medicaid. So if they lost half of their revenue, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But expanding it out would mean that you wouldn't be able to provide as many services for people underneath that care. So you would have a less desirable plan for each person who is actually insured by it. So, you know, that's a really difficult balance. And then we see large organizations like the American Hospital Association weighing in on their take on what should happen with the rural hospital closures. So they have some interesting thoughts. Basically, the American Hospital Association thinks that there should be a new type of designation of rural facilities. So a facility that no longer takes care of inpatients or some of the acute needs, new needs, really severe needs of patients because they can't afford to financially, should be able to get a different designation. where they can at least offer around-the-clock emergency room care and observation of patients who they're ruling out for heart attacks and for some of their medical problems that they can observe. And then also provide some skilled nursing, like nursing home type of care and outpatient care in those facilities that we're shutting down. So if they're going to shut down, let's use them for something that's for good for the American public, is what the American Hospital Association is saying. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Dr. Katie Jarvis with us, healthcare efficiency expert. Bed Beacon is what she launched. What about telehealth? Trying to do more diagnoses or healthcare, you know, over the internet via Skype, via video conferencing. Is that going to help the issue? Is it going to make things worse? Have any impact at all if we move toward more of that?
I genuinely believe it will help quite a bit, because if you have difficulty recruiting in the types of talent you need into a small town, you can bridge the gap with telehealth. And it looks to me like the American Hospital Association is supporting that as well. It turns out that so many counties don't have a psychiatrist. We really have a psychiatry crisis around the U.S. as well, with an increase of depression and suicidality. And that being able to provide a psychiatrist by telehealth is an incredible service to the American public. So I think, fortunately, telehealth occurred in the setting of this crisis, because I think it will slow down the closures. But still, we have a prediction, even with telehealth, that 1 out of 4 Michigan hospitals are at risk.
We got just a couple of seconds here. People want a little more information or want to learn about the rural health crisis issue. Is it a good place for them to go?
So I think the American Hospital Association has a rural health position paper. So you could Google Rural Health and American Hospital Association. There's also the North Carolina Rural Health source.
All right. Perfect. Dr. Katie Jarvis, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.